in full beast mode. Real Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous, the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. It's game week for the Miami Hurricanes, who will host Notre Dame on Sunday night in a top 10 matchup to open up the season. Sunday's game kicks at 7:30 from Hard Rock and can be heard here on 104.3 WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. And of the Marlins, who avoided the sweep, beating the Blue Jays 5-3. Next up, Miami hosts Atlanta for a three-game series. Tonight's first pitch is at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. Joe, it was cool to see college football this past weekend, man. Like, the games counted.
I couldn't leave my TV, and I could care less about that first game over in Dublin. That thing was unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a great finish. And then, apparently, if you were lucky enough to go over there, you saw the quarterback's brother and dad.
A little fist fight, right?
A little. Yeah. You know, I mean, the good news is they kept it in the family.
It's a big loss there.
But yeah. I can't.
Yeah, they lose the
game. When's the last time we heard of crazy fights, right? And usually, you know, hey, your team sucks and we kicked your ass and the other team's, well, I'm going to kick yours. And next thing you know, drunk talk. But they went, they broke that up and they said, who is this? And they go, oh, it's father and son. And it was a quarterback. The quarterback, by the way, had a couple touchdown passes, played great. They lost. And he ran for one, so he had a nice little game. But what a fun game to kick it off with in that rain and nasty weather over there.
To answer your question, though, I don't know the last time
we
saw a father-son brawl. Those don't usually happen. Right? I mean, usually they're on the same team in a brawl or something.
Things said to me at games. I've had the meanest things said to me I didn't like, and I'd like to think I forget about it by the time I get to my seat. But I have never thought about, you know what, I'm going to fight a guy at a game and get kicked out and get banned from a stadium. I don't understand that. But to see the father down on the ground, by the way, they broke him up and the kid still wanted, he didn't get enough of the old man. He was like, I'm not done. He was pulling other guys. He grabbed his wall and he was going back after the old man for round two. Like, damn, boy, they might have to get, I guess they came out with some statement. I didn't see the statement. They said they got together and did a statement together.
Oh, that's cute.
Like, we're both ass clowns for that behavior. And we're sorry. What we just embarrassed the frigging quarterback and all those fans that came over to watch him and the team play on being the two idiots of the group.
Well, they do a lot of drinking over there, right? Isn't that like one of their things?
That's strong beer, too.
Yeah.
That's not – you can't drink like six or eight of those bad boys. Those are powerful.
They'll get you, huh?
Yeah, that's
By the way, that field was rough.
Yeah.
During that game, man.
I got to tell you, but it was a good game. Completed some great passes, end of the game.
It's just good to see football.
So anyway, but this week, oh my gosh, folks, this week has got some sexy, sexy games, man. It is a 1-2 gonna play.
Boy, that game is weird, man. The stuff with Arch Manning,
they're all.
I can't remember seeing a guy hyped to this level.
What's a guy? What's a guy from ESPN? The bald headed guy that stirs it up.
One?
No, stirs it up and does his SEC show and stuff.
Oh, Finebaum.
Finebaum.
What he says is the best player since Tim Tebow, right? You know what he says.
So he's all over, and they're going, hey, Paul, he started two games, and he's going into Ohio State, and he goes, I don't care. He said he is, and he went into this thing like, I don't need to see a whole lot. And I was just kind of weird, like, okay.
There's a lot of the he knows what he signed up for crowd out there, and it's like, come on, man.
Well,
that's a lot.
You know, the
pressure.
Kid's going, hey, listen, I do have a really good team, and I know who my family is. I'm aware of the amount of games in the NFL that my grandfather and two uncles have played at quarterback. But do you mind if I play a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, think about if that kid goes.
Can
up
I play
there,
a little bit first?
If he has a bad game,
great.
And they'll kill him.
Crush him. Crush him.
Right? They've done him no favors. It seems borderline unfair the way they've treated him.
I think it's going to be a really, really good game.
I hope you're right. I hope so. But they have both of those teams, by the way, have quarterbacks that haven't played.
Yeah. Well,
Ohio State's got a guy who hasn't played at all.
We got some good ones. And by the way, there are games where nobody's talking about that will end up being great games as well. So, yeah, it was nice to have college football back this weekend, and I only caught the one game. But and then, of course, we got this thing going on today. It will start, and it'll start to drizzle down. Where players start getting cut. So it goes from whatever you have, 87, 80, 89, you can have up to 90 players. Some teams have already made big cuts. Not all of them, but made some big cuts. But yeah, it's a big one. To basically you're getting rid of 37 guys per team to get it down to 53. And that's by tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So the Dolphins will start today with players getting released. And meanwhile, there's teams also out there trying to trade for certain guys, and certain guys you can trade for because teams say, hey, we're probably not going to keep this guy, but we'd like to get a draft pick if you want to take him, so he won't have a chance to go to another team and those type of things. So it's just another page in putting this thing together. We got the bye week for college football, and then it starts up the following weekend, actually following Thursday, a week from this Thursday. The NFL kicks off its season. And so we got a lot of fun stuff going on. A lot of fun stuff. By the way, we had
the best time of the year, man.
It really is. Right? It is a good time, Woody. You're absolutely right, and gives you a lot of time. So we had a lot of national games for high school football. A lot of them were on TV. If you could stay around with mostly rain delays, a lot of rain delays. But our South Florida teams, our top teams, overall did not do well. Mm-hmm. 1-3. The Big Four, 1-3. And by the way, all of our teams got off to real slow starts. American Heritage is down 28-0, came back and scored 31 points in the second half to win the game. And by the way, can somebody please give me an update on Mike Smith? I heard Mike a little dehydrated after the game. A head coach for American Heritage, I wanted to make sure he's okay. And then Matter Day jumped out on St. Thomas 26-3, and St. Thomas was able to come back and just ran out of time, 26-23. They lose at home. Chaminade got pounded by St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, always a big physical team. They ran for 318 yards. And then the biggest surprise at Trask Powell, Northwestern and Blue, you got to stop. They're two touchdowns better than this team and that team. They end up losing to Orange Lutheran, California, 17-13. At Trask Powell. Northwestern doesn't lose a lot at Trask Powell. So anyway, it was a rough one for all our ranked teams, except for the great comeback by American Heritage Plantation. That's kind of how it started as far as our high school football goes. Hey, the other really good story, though, I wanted to get to. Tommy Fleetwood. You know, a couple weeks ago, Woody, I was talking about Tommy Fleetwood. Just couldn't get it. He had the lead going in the fourth round and just came up short, didn't play well, and they're going, I'm getting closer. He had never won a PGA event. Woody, check this out. 164 events he played in on the PGA Tour, he had never won. And he's one of the better players in the world. Always been one of the better players. A great Ryder Cup player for overseas. Always plays great against the Americans. So the guy actually had the lead. And I know what everybody's thinking. He'll fall apart late Saturday into Sunday. The guy ends up winning. Wins the FedEx Cup title. $10 million. $10 million first place. So Scotty Scheffler just didn't have it and got a cold putter. Just the putter was not working. So Scotty ends up tied for fourth, wins 2.6 million. It's like he won a damn tournament, though, with the amount of money for this tournament. But Tommy Fleetwood, what a nice story, man. Everybody's, he'll never win. He's just choked it away so many times. He's got a block in his head. He'll always be a top 10 guy. And he did. He put it together. The guy got the win. Nice story. We got a lot more. We have a lot more stuff to get to here. Everybody with me on the Ollie Gordon the second, 8 carries, 43 yards, hard running, great block on a blitz. And I'm like, what else you need him to do, man? This 225-pound cat needs to play. He was playing hungry and angry the other day. And when Jalen Wright did not play in that game and he started, and he's got two in front of him, and he's looking around going, hey, man, a lot of starters out here. The guy responded. I am dying to see what is going to happen and would be very disappointed if he's not carrying the ball against the Colts. If he's not getting some carries, I would be very, very disappointed. Just me. Just me, man. Just me. All right. We got to
end up starting, Joe.
He may end up starting. We find out these injuries aren't what they were supposed to be. You might
well,
be right.
Well, they know. I mean, they're not going to tell us, but they know.
Well, they know right now. Yes, they got a pretty good idea. They meet with the doctors every day, meet with him. Hey, I'll tell you what you can meet with is Chapman Partnership. I sure hope if you want to get involved with a charity event down here and an organization you can feel really good about, get involved, not just your money, but your time. Chapman Partners is the ticket. Chapman Partnership in Dade County is the ticket. Boy, it's been close to my heart for a long time. I've seen firsthand the work that Chapman Partnership does for the homeless. It is so much more than just providing housing and a warm meal. It is about rehabilitation, man. We got so many doctors. And by the way, someday I wish they'd give me a list of all the doctors, mental health doctors, doctors that give physicals, dentists that donate their time for the homeless on this program back to living a normal life and finding an apartment and getting a second chance, finding a job and getting out of Chapman Partnership takes 3 to 4 months. That's always the goal. We got some great success stories, but listen, as this thing has grown, we need more and more support from you. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year, 30 years of hope for over 3 decades. Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. So join me here in 2025 to celebrate and support their mission and work in the communities, really for all the success and all the programs that have helped for these families to get back out. More than half the families, half the people that stay at Chapman Partnership are families. They're doing great work, and they make a difference in our community. Any level of support is so impactful. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. That's chapmanpartnership.org. If you want to get involved in just an unbelievable program they have put together, Chapman Partnership in Dade County. It will make you feel good. I'd love for everybody to go down and see it. Chapman Partnership.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You know, it's funny. Everybody goes, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to watch this. I'm not going to watch. It's too expensive. You'll be watching all of them. You know what I did? Set up, have my sister. I didn't do it because everybody knows I wouldn't know how to do it. But my sister set up all the apps for my dad.
Oh, good.
So he'd see everything, man. I said, hey, well, what about this? I don't know. Like, I don't know what the shows are, but you want to watch the games, you got to get it. Okay. So, all right. We're doing it. And, boy, I'll tell you what. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun starting up here. Your fantasy football teams are all getting put together. Woody, who'd you get with your first pick, and where did you pick in the first round?
Well, more importantly, you're not going to be playing this year?
No. This will be another year that I don't play. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have neighbors on our team, so we're hoping for a big year out of him and CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
So,
who'd you get for a quarterback?
Who did I get for a quarterback? That's a great question.
You don't remember your quarterback? It's the most important position.
Not in fantasy football.
No, but in the real thing. No, I mean, yeah.
Fantasy football.
Can't remember.
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson go early.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the guys are just kind of like. There's just very even, right?
You know what's
not
so
a lot,
funny?
There's a big drop off. I went with Mahomes, actually. But even Mahomes is not.
Well, because like Mahomes doesn't. Yeah, Mahomes doesn't run for 600 yards.
Yeah.
And Mahomes doesn't throw he has, but not with this group. Of receivers, although they're expecting those numbers to, I wouldn't be surprised if he throws, if you know, and he always stays healthy, but throws 30 plus touchdowns this year. Boy, they won a lot of games defensively in the past couple of years. They have won.
I mean, if Tua plays, he could be a top fantasy quarterback, right?
If
he plays.
Well, yeah, he's. It's got to start.
His numbers are usually pretty good. I mean, I know Omar's coming on later, and he's got every number Tua has ever put up, etched in the front of his brain. But
we got some different parts of the team. Obviously, Tyreek, who we have not seen in a month. We saw him early in camp, and then that was No, that's fine. As long as he's ready to go. And so Tyreek's been out.
There's a lot of ifs, though, man, with this ready to go.
Austin
thing.
Jackson. We have not seen Austin Jackson.
Yeah.
I saw him standing on the sideline. He didn't have a boot or anything on. So that was good. The other one for me is kind of strange is Darren Waller, who looks it. And if he's anything close to what he was before early retirement a year and a half ago, but boy, they have put, you talk about putting kids gloves on a guy. I guess he'll start practicing regular practices with the team this week. But he hadn't,
well, that's nice.
He hasn't been hit. He hadn't been touched. He didn't do any of the practices that we had with other teams. So the first time he goes in or to catch it and is going to get hit for the first time, that'll be the first time in, what, a year and a half since he's stuff. So maybe
we've had a lot of players sit out, though, man. So we'll see how important camp actually is. We had a guy sleeping on the sidelines. The
yeah,
other day.
I saw that.
That was a great look.
I'll tell you what, he is. It was just a matter of time. It's just going to get a little worse and a little worse.
That, by the way.
I saw a little pouting. By the way, he's a very smart guy.
That was pretty cool, though.
Micah Parsons knew what he was doing when he went to sit and had that frustrated look on his face. And you're like, uh-oh, he's not sitting down. He's sitting down. He's not lying down on a trainer's table.
A little nap time.
Oh.
That's right out of the Jimmy Butler playbook.
Oh.
How good was that, though?
Oh,
hey, by the way, Dallas deserves every bit of it. The way they've jerked him around. Jerry Jones hasn't made it easy, man.
Jerry just doesn't want to deal with the agent. He wants to deal directly with the player. He shakes hands and it's a good old fashioned deal. Yeah. It's done.
But it's almost like Jerry's taunting the guy every time they ask him about it, isn't it? Like, he just doesn't seem to get it. I don't know.
So
maybe the guy sleeping on the sideline, though, will wake him up.
If he did decide to trade him.
Oh, my goodness.
It would be so demoralizing for that team because those guys know how good he is on that team. It would be.
Well, I think everyone knows how good he is.
That would be. Well, so does the owner. The owner minus the ego. Like,
I wonder what the trade would be, though, because now you got to figure, like, if they do open it up for a trade, I mean, his value would take a big hit, wouldn't it? Because that means they've decided to move on.
It would be hard right now to give a team what they want. This is a deal that it has to happen when you have all that money and you have all the draft picks. And right now, you're pretty much set minus a couple of positions, right? And like I said, we're probably going to see a lot of little trades. 6th and 7th round trades or a player for a player that was kind of our backup and now you're giving us your backup. And it's going to be those kind of deals that we're going to be looking at. We're going to see some guys get taken off practice squad and we're going to add another guy and those type of deals. But it's hard to imagine. That's why I told you, Woody, I believe all those guys are going to re-sign with their teams. They're going to show up, you know, even if it's what, 24, 25, 26 minutes. Hard to,
I know it's getting close though, man. We are getting close.
A lot of money. That's over $1 million a game. I don't know. Well, I have no idea. What will
we're gonna find out how important camp is for these guys, though, I guess, right?
I am curious to see all the guys that sign the week of, or the guys that come back and are healthy enough to play that haven't done anything. I am curious to see how they do, how much it. I mean,
Dallas plays in what, 10 days?
I'm not sure what day they
play on Thursday.
Okay, they got Thursday game.
So they play in 10 days or something like that, 10 or 11 days.
It's hard to imagine he's gonna play in that game, right? But, you know, Jerry Jones could get the deal done, right? Tomorrow or today. He could go, all right, it's done.
Could also have done it a month ago.
And everybody's going to go, why did you do this again? This is your pattern. Why'd you wait so long? Now,
and why'd you tease the guy during the process?
Well, half piss him off that he wants out.
Yeah.
Although, hey, you play for Dallas. And
he obviously doesn't
want out, the big, big
right?
show when you're in Dallas. They are the big, big show, man. They are if they're 10 and 7 or somewhere in between. They are the big show. Everybody wants to know.
When did those numbers come out the other day when they were talking about how much these teams are worth?
12.5 million or something.
Yeah, that really helps his cause, right? When you find out the team's like the most expensive franchise on earth.
Well, it's never about one player in that league. That league does not get.
But when that guy's asking for his piece of the pie, it's like.
Yeah. People are going, what are we fighting about with your.
Yeah.
Look at.
Yeah, so, one of the most profitable businesses on earth here.
Pretty good. Well, tell you what, that one, number one in the world. Number one in the world for a professional franchise. Throwing all the soccer teams and anything else, and that is it, man. That is number one. We've got more stuff to get to here, and I did want to come back and talk not just about Ollie Gordon II, who had 8 carries for 43 yards, hard running, had a nice block on a blitz pickup that allowed Tua to complete a pass, did some great things, and I do hope he gets playing time here next week. But also the quarterback situation. I know a lot of you. And by the way, I've backed off on the Quinn Ewers thing. I think Zach Wilson is and should be the backup, first backup. But this thing for Quinn Ewers is going to be interesting because he's had himself a nice camp. Minus one preseason game, he has looked pretty good. We've got to go to break, man. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I want to tell you something. Palm Beach, listen up. Dade Broward, I don't care where you are. If you like a nice golf cart and you're right now starting to look around for one's got everything you need, everything, right? Everything for you and your family to really enjoy yourself. 4-seater, 6-seater, and I mean nice. You got to check out Cliggy's Carts featuring Royal EV golf carts, 48 and 72 volt lithium battery options, according to how fast you want to go. They're designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety. I can't say it enough. I went up there and rode one around for about 40 minutes. It's just a blast. But the safety feature, so important. Last thing you want to do is worry about one of the kids getting on there and run themselves. You won't have to worry with the safety features they have put on there. Man, with the aluminum frames, which means you won't have rust. They just really thought these things out to be special. Adjustable front seat and all of their 6-seat models. No one else offers that. Custom paint jobs. Once you buy it, tell them, hey, I want Panther colors, Heat colors, Dolphin colors. They can do it for you. Sound bars and LED lights. They just go on and on. Cliggy's Carts are located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. And I know you're thinking, well, Joe, I'm in Dade or Broward. Okay, I get it. But listen, their showroom, you got to go see. Before you buy, you've got to go up there and see them. And you can see them on the website and everything, but go up, take it for a test drive up there and get exactly what you want. Man, I'm telling you right now, they're fantastic. Call 877-CLIGGYS. That's K-L-I-G-G-Y-S. Or visit CliggysCarts.com. Cliggy's is slashing prices. Boy, I'll tell you what, they're the darndest coolest things I've ever seen in my life. You'll love them. You want a really nice golf cart. I mean, really, really nice first-class golf cart to really enjoy with you and your family. You will fall in love with Cliggy's. Cliggy's will deliver for free anywhere in South Florida. Cliggy's Carts, they're fantastic. What do you got for us today?
All right, Joe, this is an interesting one here. Oklahoma is going to be selling fan access to press conferences this season. You want to see your college football team's press conference after the game here. It's going to run you about $700.
You know people will buy that.
Yes, I understand that. Yes.
$700 for the season?
It said the cost for the Illinois State season opener on August 30th, the price was $461 for that one, Joe. And that is sold out. It's going to get all the way up to $700 for some of the better teams on their schedule. But you'll get to sit in the press conference room. You will not obviously get to ask questions. You just get to sit there.
That might be kind of a special thing for experience for some fans. Well, listen to you, okay, because you get to go.
No, I just don't find those to be particularly interesting most of the time, but.
I would have, I'm not interested at this point, but I have sat in thousands of them.
Yeah.
With a suit and makeup on to shorts and t-shirts and according to what I was doing for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a pain.
Oh, they were.
Didn't enjoy them. Never liked them.
Well, you don't usually get a ton out of those, right? Especially like a college football one.
I mean, certain guys, you'll come up there that, you know, are a little wild. You might get some from time to time, but for the most part, you're pretty careful what you say.
All right. Well, on the same topic here, Joe, it looks like we finally have the green light here on a Bill Belichick North Carolina documentary show. They're going to be on Hulu, will be where this this program is going to end up here. The Freako girlfriend went on Instagram, posted a picture of her blowing a kiss. And there was a little tag of Hulu on there. I don't know if that was a swipe at some of the other networks.
You know what's funny to me? It looks like she's really enjoyed taking digs at everybody that's she thinks is taking shots at.
Yeah. She gets grosser by the day, by the way.
She and Bill's relationship. She seems like, screw all of you. I don't care. I win, you lose. Mm-hmm.
She came up this weekend, we were talking about every, by the way, nobody thinks she's remotely attractive. I don't, and I know you're kind of into that, but
I think she's attractive.
Mm-hmm. You probably like that she likes old guys, though.
Yeah.
I mean, probably, you know.
Yes. Probably a good thing. Yes, of course I like that. Is she looking at you differently? I don't know, but it's kind of nice if she is. Go ahead, Woody. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Joe, that you find that on a Hulu app near you, apparently, here.
You know, the Belichick thing took another shot at the difference in college football and the NFL, and he said, the owner and the owner's kid. Mm-hmm. Bill's a little salty with the Kraft family.
He's not getting
back. He definitely got canned. He definitely got his ass fired because he is not happy.
It'll be very interesting to see how that team plays this year, but he's not getting back in the NFL. I don't care if they go 12-0.
He ain't going 12-0.
No, but he ain't getting back in the NFL either.
Now, he can coach him up. No, I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah. The record's safe.
We'll see. Don't put a whammy on it.
All right.
Jerry Jones friggin' hires him or something.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Jerry.
I don't think they'd get along very well.
No.
I had a little feeling.
Can you imagine, like, hey, Bill, you talk after I talk. I talk after the game first. No, actually, it's the coach. How's that work? Now I'm screwed
Well,
up.
I think Jerry speaks.
Jerry speaks, and then the owner has to, yeah.
Yeah, then it would be Bill, and then probably his weird girlfriend would speak after that.
You really don't like her.
I said I don't like her. I just think she's just weird. But, I mean, look, good for her. She's obviously going to make a lot of money.
Now you're taking a shot at her.
No.
You think she's in it for the money?
No.
You're not saying she could just be attracted to an older guy and in love with him the way she is. I tell you, his ass is in love. He's doing stuff he never did as a kid. Playing mermaid with her down on the beach.
The funny thing about Bill, though, it's like he's not one of those older guys that takes care of himself either. Like, he looks like crap. He's overweight. Like, he doesn't seem to.
She's got no problem with that little belly. She's fine. Okay. She goes, you know, all these guys with six packs my age, I really don't like it. I always like that extra 20 or 30 pounds in the belly. All right. What else you got?
Bill's hitting the meal plan over there at North Carolina.
Oh,
he's in the dining halls at the buffets.
Tried to get me to take my shirt off with the pool with the kids. I said, I'm not taking this shirt. Those days are over.
Good for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to anybody.
By the way, those colleges all have really good food. You know that. Those dining halls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. All right, Joe. We had a champion here in the Little League World Series, Chinese Taipei.
They won, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
First since 1996.
You bet on that game?
I didn't find any odds for that. I couldn't find any. We did do some betting over the weekend, but not on Little League.
Saw people were upset. You could bet on a couple of the Little League games, and people going, what are we doing?
Were they putting lines out for? I don't know.
What are we doing, bro? Betting on 10, 11, and 12-year-olds now? Why don't you just throw some cockroaches out there and let them race against each other?
That's the comp.
All right.
Okay. And our final one here, Joe. We did have some history here over the weekend. Did you see what the MJ Kobe card ended up selling for?
I did. I thought of you.
12.9.
Oh, God.
That is the most expensive card ever.
Woody, I don't get it.
I don't get this one either, to be quite honest with you.
12.9. I get that those guys, Kobe and MJ, and their great relationship that we have found out about and the signature together, but man.
But first of all, this is not the only thing that those guys have signed together. It's not the only piece out there.
Well, what was the deal? Some special card?
It's one of one.
All right.
And it's got the logo man on there, the dual logo man, which of course is a big deal.
$12 million.
I'm just surprised it has Kobe on it. Like, I know there's a lot of big. I love Kobe Bryant. I'm a huge, fan, but
you don't have to start with all that.
Like,
I know
me,
you
it
like
would
it.
Be a LeBron MJ would be more right. And that kind of do it a little more for you. I don't know.
Kobe's popularity since he has passed has picked up immensely. Yes. You'd agree with that.
Absolutely. Okay. Jordan does not seem like a guy who signs very much.
So MJ's just scarce, but... MJ's in a class by himself. He just is. Oh, he's doing Nike shoes. Come on. Hasn't played in zillion years. Kids that don't even know what he looks like are buying his stuff as we speak.
Now, this one didn't win by much, Joe. 12.6 was the previous record. That was the 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle. That was graded a 9.5.
Damn.
That card's, what is that?
Oh,
70,
boy.
80 years
I
old.
I don't know, man. That's amazing.
By the way, man, I got to give a shout out to the Hobby Card Show. Went over there yesterday at the Flower County Convention Center. It was slammed, man. It was packed.
Just like fathers
huge,
and sons,
huge
kids,
room.
Bring
yep.
along, looking, buying,
I took,
everything.
I took the kids. So when we got there, Brad Marchand was out there. He was signing. A bunch of people had stuff for him to sign.
So can I ask you, was there a card that everybody was kind of looking for?
No, or? Man. Everyone does. Everyone's different.
Everyone's different.
Going after okay. different stuff. They had Pokemon. They had autographs. They had cards. I mean, it's just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Old cards, new cards.
It's amazing.
Whatever your flavor was, Joe, they had it for you over
it's,
there.
It's always kind of been there for father and son, but it was not a business like it is now, man. Now, hey, you open something special, and you can look it up, and you're going, holy smokes.
Yeah.
I just hit the jackpot.
So I got to meet Andrew over there who put this thing on. Oliver over there, too. Great guys. And this thing was...
Big show, though, huh?
Awesome. Yeah, it was really big, and I know they're going to try to go bigger on the next one. They were telling me about it, but yeah, this was a big one. This was big. Did well out there, by the way.
Oh, I bet. Nice, that's nice great stuff. Location.
Got some there. Nice stuff out there.
17th Street. Nice out there.
It's yeah.
Not, so it's not just yachts out there, brother. It's nice. Yeah.
Well, some of those cards, Joe, you buy a yacht.
God, I'm kidding, man. I couldn't believe
there were
that.
Cards. I mean, there was stuff we were seeing easily in the five figures. There was a lot of high-end stuff.
Amazing. Just, yeah, who would have thought?
And it really is. Like, some guys are really expensive. Some guys aren't. Like, some of the newer stuff is expensive. Like, you know what was really cheap? I was looking at, like, Lamar Jackson was seemed underpriced to me.
What was
as good as he is?
What was a Lamar card going for?
It was, like, a PSA 10 of his rookie base card. It was, like, $200.
Is Brady stuff?
Brady stuff was... They had some wild Brady stuff there.
Yeah.
They had a PSA 10 Bowman Brady rookie.
How much?
That was in the five figures for sure.
Wow.
They had a Brady rookie autograph. That must have been,
wow,
I don't know, 15, 20 grand.
Gosh. It's crazy. And I just think of this, Woody, every time we do this, and I know, and I don't know if you've ever talked to your dad, and he probably does it too, that all those cards I had, I collected cards. I collected them all. Mm-hmm. I played with them now. I had make-believe world and who was going to be my second baseman and different lineups in American League and National League with my cards. But, man, if I'd have just kept them, I always wonder if some of those old Topps cards. Bubble gum. Now, they're out of the bubble gum. You know, the bubble gum you got right there when you're checking out and your dad goes, all right, you can get one. Grab one. Would love to have had them.
So those
stole a couple
vintage cards are very hot, but it's not just that. Like they had a bunch of video games there that they were selling, graded video games. If you would have kept your video games in the packaging,
yeah,
they were selling those. Those are very expensive.
Oh, Woody, man, stop.
Toys,
you're killing me. You know who made a great the story? Got he passed on. It's Rich Altman. Rich Altman. Yeah. It was before his time, man. He was collecting stuff, and he. I always think Rich Altman back in the 80s kind of jumped on this stuff and saw a vision of what it was going to become. Just amazing. Is Hollywood Collectibles
stuff.
Still around, or did they
I
shut down?
I believe they are. Yes, yeah. I believe they are.
All right.
But yeah, pretty crazy, man. We had a great time out there. That was a lot of fun. So
sounds good,
thank
Woody.
You to those guys. We're going to have tickets to give away, by the way, for something else later in the show here, Joe. We have the Miami International Auto Show. coming to the Miami Beach Convention Center the end of September. So we're going to have a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to those later in the show.
All right. That sounds good, man. We've got
a lot of car people out there. Now, we are an F1 market and a NASCAR market.
Yeah. All right. So,
as you know,
we got all that stuff. Woody, you're hitting it all today. We've got more stuff to get to. 8 o'clock hour is coming up. Omar Kelly will join us. We'll talk more about the 53-man roster, and we'll talk about some concerns he has, since I already read his article this morning, and he's got some things that he's a little concerned with. We'll talk about some of the tight ones to make a call on the 53-man roster, and there will be some tough decisions. There will be a surprise or two for sure. Right now, though, I want to talk about Michael Kotze. Nope, he's not getting cut. He's not going to make the 53-man roster, but he can help get you a loan quickly, man. I'm telling you right now, get your mortgage done. I don't know why he said loan. Get you a mortgage that you want. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. I'm telling you right now, this guy is special. Truly has no life. He's always working, even on Saturday and Sunday, helping you. Hey, he's got some great programs out there. Matter of fact, he's got a program for seniors, a program that converts your home equity into money. And if you need money, boy, I'll tell you what, it might be perfect for you to call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. You've been declined by the banks. Michael's got a process for you. Get it done for you, man. He can get it started. First-time home buyers out there, I want to let you know he can get you pre-approved. And you're going to have a chance to buy next time you go out and you've been beat out by 17 others who put bids in on a home. Self-employed, you've been declined. He's got a great program for you. I'm just telling you, Michael Kotze's got something for everybody out there to help you get that money for whatever the reason you need it for. This is what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does, man. It has done for a long time. He has no life. The man is always working 7 days a week. 30-plus years of experience. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. And get it done half the time of the banks. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Day without notice. He's an equal housing lender.